Welcome to S-Class, the highest tier in podcasting. With me, half machine, half made, it's Robico.
Oh, that's pretty good. What are you then?
And I'm your host, the deadly machine, the Terminator. It's Justin.
I don't know, you're the Terminator. You don't give off big Arnold Schwarzenegger vibes. There's a lot of things very different about the two of you.
I'd say our physiques are quite similar. Maybe his accent's a little bit better than mine.
I think yours is a little bit heavier, but his is more pleasing to the ear.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Guys, write in the comments, how bad is my English? It is my second language.
This kid was born and raised on Long Island.
English, still my second language. Robert, tell me about the Me and Robico anime.
Oh, it's like... Every episode is like 3 minutes, so you kind of flew through it in, you know, like an hour. It was entertaining. I mean, I've read some of the manga.
It's Robico, actually.
It's a gag manga. Yeah, it's Robico, I think. It's a gag manga and Shonen Jump. A lot of parodies, so it's fun. It's light. You throw it on for like an episode or two just to like kill time. I don't know. It was entertaining. I thought it was as good of an adaptation as you could have done. I think with gag manga, you can't really do the whole 21-minute anime thing these days. So I think those like little slices of something, you know, it's over the top, crazy, silly. You can't do that for 20 minutes. So those 3 minute intervals are perfect for it.
Is it actually funny? Like, do you laugh out loud? Because I find that a lot of Japanese or anime humor just doesn't hit the same.
I don't think I'm really laughing for the most part, but I like the way it does its references. It gets very cute and clever with them. And you're getting like everything from Shonen Jump. You know, there's the first episode alone, you're getting like Dragon Ball, Hunter Hunter, like, you know, I think Yu-Gi-Oh was in there. So it's fun in that regard.
Okay, cool. Have you actually read the manga for this one?
I have read it. I don't like consistently, though.
Okay, fair enough. I am also reading a cyborg robot anime, or manga rather. Have you seen this one, Shoujo Null?
Shoujo? No, I haven't seen it. Is it a romance?
It is... No, it is definitely not a romance. Not yet, at least.
I don't understand why it has shoujo in it, if there's no romance.
Shoujo, I think, just means young girl, if my, like, 70 weeks of Japanese classes have taught me anything. But they really haven't. So, it is about... I've never seen iRobot, but I think it's like iRobot. Rob, can you give me your best I did not kill that man impression?
No, it's not even the line from iRobot. It's, I did not murder him! And then he smacks the table. It's the only line from that movie I remember. It's the only part of that movie I remember. That movie was atrocious.
That's the only part of the movie I remember also, because you used to say that all the time.
Because it's perfect. It's a great line.
Well, this is about a cyborg girl who did in fact kill that man and many others, because she's a army-based like cyborg machine who's like controlled by the government. But then someone damages like the thing in her head that makes her be controlled, and then she just sort of goes rampant. And she befriends a young boy in Japan, and he wants to free all the robots so that they can live in peace and harmony. But this one's also a murderer.
Oh, okay, well.
It's very similar to Me and Robico, right?
I don't know about that. I what is the tone of this?
You haven't seen this. It reminds me a lot of Elfin Lied, or Elfin Lied, which is over-the-top gory, but also sympathetic towards the robot people, because they're being...
But what is the tone? I feel like you're not giving me like the tone. Is it like, is it playing the gore for laughs, or is it playing it very straight?
Is it like an
adventure, or is it like a real... How is this a shoujo manga? It sounds much more seinen.
Oh, it's definitely not shoujo. I think shoujo just means young girl. I don't know what the null is, like zero, maybe it's...
Oh, okay. I'm a moron. I get it. So it's a young girl robot.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely not shoujo. I think the gore gets kind of passed over because the art isn't that good, but it could be a seinen manga.
Gotcha.
It's definitely dark sci-fi with hints of murder, but also the robot girl can be cute sometimes. Like the main boy just made her Mapo Tofu for the first time in her life, so she's real happy about that. But she also did murder, like...
How does a robot eat tofu?
I think she's like an organic cyborg. So she's like... sort of
an android
form. yeah something like that. Maybe we can get some Android 18 Krillin action one day, but
that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this one. doesn't really feel like it belongs in this magazine.
Why did you start it?
It's new. It's only two chapters out. It's a new Shonen Jump.
Oh, it's in Shonen Jump?
It's on the app.
I've not heard about this. I don't know how I missed this. I'm usually on top of this type of thing. Oh, I see it. Shoujo Null.
Yeah, huh. I think you'll love it.
All right. I guess I gotta check it out.
No, you're gonna hate it. But let me know what you think.
No, thank you.
Robert, you know what I do love?
Thighs?
I guess let's go thighs. Tell me about Atelier Thaiza.
Was it thighs, or were you talking about something else?
I was going to say something else, but it's actually your turn. So yeah, please tell me about Atelier Thaiza.
So apparently, like, Atelier Thaiza, it's very well known for the thigh shots, like in the video game. So, and the anime has been incredibly faithful to the thighs. And ultimately, that's really the only reason to watch it, because it's a very slow, like, foraging alchemy anime where, you know, she's just like trying to become an alchemist, so she's collecting things in the woods and, you know, fighting some low-level monsters with her friends so that she can make potions and things like that. You're really only here for the thighs, and you get the thighs. So, you know, in that regard, 10 out of 10.
Thick thighs save lives.
Yes, absolutely. Thick thighs save lives. Thick thighs make lives. There's no complaints here about the thick thighs. Great series.
Has she fused a dog and a little girl together yet? Because it's not an alchemy manga if that doesn't happen.
Not yet. It's coming, though. I feel like it could get there at some point. No, it's not happening. It's very light.
Is this wholesome or is this like smut? Like, I can't tell based on the tone of what you're talking.
No. That's the weird thing. It's not smutty at all. But for some reason, there's just like an abundance of thigh shots. And there's no like really sexualization or waifuism in any other regard other than the constant thigh shots.
What a dichotomy.
It really is strange.
Hmm.
But well done. It's done tastefully. That's what it is. It's a very tastefully done thigh anime.
You're just going to slip in a whole bunch of THs into all of your sentences now.
I know, it's messed me up, but it is great for the thigh connoisseur in all of us.
I guess I gotta watch some Atelier Thaiza. I haven't gotten
enough.
Not even
thigh. The name, it's Ryza.
I haven't gotten a Ryza out of me for a while. I haven't seen a.
You see, you don't even realize how much you love thighs until you watch this show. That should be its tagline. That should be the tagline of this show. You don't realize how much you love thighs until you've watched this.
There's been a void of thighs since Shokugeki no Soma ended. So I need to refill that void.
That's right.
This might be anime of the year.
Absolutely. It does it.
Okay.
So wait, what were you actually trying to talk about before?
Well, I messed up the order because it's supposed to be me, you. So it was going to be double me. And yes. The thing that I really do love is surprisingly Jujutsu Kaisen season 2.
Oh, so that's nothing to do with thighs.
Are there any thighs? No.
Unless you're a big finger guy.
Lots of fingers. Actually, there haven't even been fingers. It's crazy.
Isn't this supposed to be like the peak of Jujutsu Kaisen, this arc? That the anime's covering?
Well, what I've seen in the first 6 episodes is definitely the peak of Jujutsu Kaisen that I've seen thus far.
Right.
For those of you who do not know, I made a video 2 years ago now called Jujutsu Kaisen, I've Seen It Done Better. Raving reviews. I think like 80% dislike ratio.
You got eviscerated.
I was right though. I stand by my hot take that Jujutsu Kaisen, not that good of an anime. Season 1, great animation. Characters, kind of boring. Gojo's very sexy, but kind of a boring series. Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 is amazing. Like, the great animation continues, but the characters are... It's a flashback focused on Gojo and one of the bad guys and how they used to be best friends. And it kind of goes through their whole backstory. And the relationship between the two of them just feels so genuine. Like, you know how Naruto and Sasuke always had like, wait, are they actually friends? Where is the context here?
I never bought Naruto Sasuke, honestly. I always couldn't comprehend why Naruto devoted his life to getting Sasuke back. So, you know, if this does that well...
Yeah, you had to convince yourself that. But in this one, like, they just really treat each other like best friends. Like, they're talking shit. Hey, you want to go outside? Let's fight. Don't talk like that to me. Like, they love each other at the same time. But then something causes the Geto, who is the one who turned bad guy, just to snap, and he becomes evil. But you can kind of he's still empathizable, even though he's turned. And these first six episodes were genuinely amazing. I was looking forward every Saturday for this to come out, and I never had that feeling once when the original Jujutsu Kaisen came out.
Would you say that Jujutsu Kaisen realized that maybe Gojo is a better character, more popular character than their actual main character, so they decided to focus on him a bit more?
I wonder about that, because I personally didn't find Itadori or Megumi that interesting. So I wonder if his editor told him, hey, let's flash back and make Gojo the main point of character. But here's the thing. We're six episodes in, and he just woke up from a nap where he's remembering all these things. So he just is back in the real time with those main characters that I'm not super fond of. So I'm very nervous as to whether or not he'll be able to carry forward with that vibe that I'm really enjoying in the modern day with all these characters.
So you're six episodes in right now, and that whole thing was a nap-based flashback?
Yes, the entire thing was a nap-based flashback, which was really good, because like that bad guy came in at like the middle end of season one, and it was like, okay, I guess he's dangerous, but I don't really give a shit about him. But now it adds context as to why he started attacking the school and stuff.
Right,
and
right.
That there's actually a relationship between them. But it's almost like, why didn't you tell me that earlier, maybe? Or in season one? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a tough, because that's in some ways, like, you got to earn a flashback. Like, you can't just start with a flashback unless we like the character. So, like, you like Gojo because of the mystery aspect of him.
Yeah.
Because of the look of him. He's just cool. So then when you spend some more time with him, then you're ready, like, all right, let's get some more context with him. So I think for the most part, you do have to kind of earn flashbacks.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that I'm okay with Gojo, but the bad guy just felt like a nothing character. And now I'm interested, and it almost makes me want to like go back and see their interaction in those older episodes. But at the time I was like, yeah, whatever. He's fine. Like, I don't care that much about him.
Right. It's a tough line.
The art of the flashback's tough. Like Demon Slayer does it horribly, but like they always give you the flashback after the guy's dead, and you're like, I literally don't give a shit about this character.
Oh yeah. I mean, there were a lot of issues with it in Demon Slayer, but I think it sounds like Jujutsu Kaisen does it substantially better, because you're sitting here six episodes in and loving it after hating it in season one.
Yeah, yeah. Art of the Flashback, a very underrated skill. And if there's
really
no,
is.
I don't think it's like a science, but it's when it feels right. And Jujutsu Kaisen nailed it.
I mean, going off on a tangent, Oda definitely has the Art of the Flashback done right. If there's one thing that Oda does well with One Piece, it's flashbacks.
Yeah, I don't know if he's done a good flashback in quite some time, though, that has made me feel like all of Wano, those flashbacks were rough.
Well, on the one hand, the Kaido one and the Yamato ones were worthless. Kaido's was like half a chapter. But on the other hand, that's when we had the Odin flashback, which I hated all the parts with Odin because I don't care about Odin, but I loved all the parts with Roger and Whitebeard.
Yeah, Odin felt like he's just kind of carrying the story for us, but he's not actually an important part of the story.
Yeah. But the other stuff was cool.
Yeah, he used to nail flashbacks back in part one, but I don't know. I think he's declining.
But Law's flashback is top three flashbacks in the series, and that's part two.
He's a worthless character.
Okay, let's just move on. I'm not having this conversation right now.
Robert, I guess you haven't been watching a lot of anime recently because you threw the first slam dunk on here, which we did a whole podcast on.
So if you're listening to this and haven't watched that podcast, go listen to that one. Maybe let's not talk about it
again. But now you're going to listen to the second slam dunk.
We can't rant on it again.
Let's go for it.
The second slam dunk. No, honestly, like, I think I'm a minority in this, but I really haven't liked the summer season. There's nothing that has caught my attention, so there's really nothing I'm watching. And then manga-wise, there hasn't been a ton of new stuff in Shonen Jump. Like, we already talked about it in our Jump rankings, like Kill Blue and Martial
Master.
If
you haven't listened to that, listen to that.
Exactly. So I don't know. I don't have a lot to talk about this season.
Let's just rehash the last 40 minutes of the first slam dunk. Robert, what did you think of the movie?
I liked it.
Okay, then I will talk about, hold on a second. I actually wrote up a document for this because I had so much to say.
On what?
Oh God, the document died.
What do you mean the document died?
Robert, it's fine. Don't worry about it. We're going to improv.
Everything is okay now.
That's what podcasting is. Glad you're with us. Robert, we have a list of approximately 50 anime on our running list of animes that we've watched in 2023.
We've watched that many?
Between the two of us, roughly. Like high 40s, low 50s.
That's a lot.
We still have another five months. Of all those series, I have only completed two full anime seasons out of that list. Obviously, not all 50 of those are mine. The first of them was Hell's Paradise, a 13-episode dopamine rush of ninjas and samurai killing demons on an island. And there's also a girl who sweats cum. It's amazing. But
yes,
the second anime that I have finished is Oshinoko.
Oh, okay. So you got past that 3-hour first episode and ended up loving it, I'm guessing.
Robert, if I had to use one word to describe Oshinoko, it would be immaculate.
I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it. I've only ever heard phenomenal things about it. And at this point, it sounds like it's probably going to be among our top five in anime of the year. And I gotta watch it. I have to.
It has blown me away. It is something that if you read the synopsis, you're like, this is, why is everyone raving such good things about this? But it has no right being as good as it is. Do you know the synopsis?
I do know, yeah, the premise of it.
The premise is so fucking strange.
The gynecologist that, yeah, that's like a huge fan of a pop idol, and then she gets killed, right?
No. He is her gynecologist, and like the day she's about to give birth to twins, he meets a stalker outside of her hospital. He's like, hey, what are you doing here? And the stalker freaks out and kills the doctor. And the doctor gets reborn.
Oh, the doctor gets killed.
As one of her kids.
As one of the kids. Yeah.
And the beginning's kind of
just wild.
It's like, what the fuck is this? And the beginning's kind of weird. Like, I don't want it to scare you off. Like, get past the 30-minute mark. And I say it's weird because the doctor's kind of creepy in the sense that, like, he loves this idol. He's like a 40-year-old man and she's like 15. So if that's kind of creeps you out, or maybe he's not 40. Maybe he's like late 20s, early 30s. But if that creeps you out, get over it. And then he gets reborn as her child. And you kind of follow his life along with his twin, who's actually one of his patients who passed away as a young child. And they're now both her kids. And you get to watch them grow up with the pop idol. And it's so weird because it comes from this sort of like very anime, like tropiness into something that's very dark, mysterious, but also heartfelt and cute and hilarious at times. I don't want to say too much more than this because I want you to watch it. And those 80 minutes, once you get past the initial friction, they just flew by. And then the other night, I stayed up till 5 a.m. watching like episodes 5 through 11.
And after that, they're 20-minute episodes.
After that, they're 20-minute episodes. So yeah, that 80-minute first episode, I can't believe they had the balls to do it and the budget to do it. But it was a masterpiece of a first episode.
It seemed like they knew this was going to be a hit, though. Like, I've heard about this, before the anime even started. It's been, like, very well-regarded. It's been, like, highly anticipated. So I'm not surprised that even you ended up loving it, too.
Yeah, I would be really excited to see what you think of it. And even if you don't like it, like, I say, just watch the first episode and let me know what you think.
No, I think at this point I have to dive in. I already like opened up a tab. This is what's next for me. I'm not watching anything anyway this summer, cool. So why not?
I mean, we could go watch the first Slam Dunk again.
I would be down. I loved that movie.
Okay, so that's everything we have on our anime and manga. Robert, let's jump over to video games. You want to tell me about Pikmin 4?
Oh, it's actually really fun. I had the original Pikmin on the GameCube, but like it's one of those, like, at first, like, high anxiety games because it's, like, you're on a, like, a day cycle. I think you have, like, 30 days to get, you know, the parts for Olimar's ship so he can fly off the planet safely. And, like, I just couldn't vibe with that as a kid. And for Pikmin 4, they got rid of kind of a time limit, so it's a lot more laid back. And I enjoy that aspect of just being able to pluck these little Pikmin and go at my own, you know, slow pace, play through a day, put it down. You know, it takes, like, 15-20 minutes to get through a day. It's a good pace. It's good for a dad that only has so much time during the day. So I actually have really enjoyed Pikmin 4. I don't know why I got it, because, you know, all those years ago I was kind of traumatized from Pikmin 1, but I've really enjoyed it.
It gave you a complex.
Yeah. But it's been fun.
what is Pikmin? Is it like a I don't want to say farming simulator, but like one of those types of games where you're like building things?
No, not really. You're kind of like, you land on a planet, it's Earth, like in the future, and they're really tiny. So you're in Pikmin 4, you're collecting like basic normal artifacts, like you'll collect a Game Boy Advance, you'll collect a baseball, you'll collect, you know, just like household items, and you know, you bring them back to your ship, and that's all it really is, just on a cycle of like, you know, plucking Pikmin, growing more Pikmin so that they can carry bigger items, and you know, just kind of going through that cycle, trying to rack up points by getting all the items, you know, defeating enemies, collecting them. You know, it's you're kind of like collecting things, you're collecting enemies, you're collecting the objects, and you're, you know, filling out your card of like, all right, ticking off the boxes of, I've got all the sports items, I've got all the enemies of this variety. You're trying to get 100% on each like map before you move on to a different map. You don't have to, but that's what I like to do. And it's just like one of those games, like, that's just, it feels good. It's a fun gameplay loop.
So it's like a collectathon of sorts.
In a way, yeah, I would say that. It's much more of a strategy game and like a time management game, but I've been enjoying it. It's been fun.
You had me at strategy. I was like, I like strategy. And then you had said time management. I was like, oh no, this isn't going to be good for me.
Well, no, the time management isn't really in this game in particular. I mean, it's there. You want to try to like get as much into one day as possible, but at the end of the day, it actually doesn't matter. So it's more just a strategy.
Okay. That sounds fun. Robert, do you know what time it is?
Oh, is it time for Big News Morgan's breaking news?
It's time for Big News Morgan's breaking news.
Oh, hell yeah. Best segment. Robert,
we have one item on the docket.
What is it?
You put it on here. Oh. It is One Piece Netflix debuts.
Yeah, I would imagine by the time this airs, the One Piece Netflix series is either out or about to be out. And we've gotten, I think, all the trailers at this point. So at this point, what are your expectations? What do you think?
I think the last trailer we watched, everything, like the set design looks really good. I think the costume design looks pretty good, except for Arlong's fucked up nose. And I'm still very nervous about the Brazilian boy playing Luffy. I'm not sure if it's his fault, because he seems very enthusiastic. Like, he looks like he wants to do a good job. But playing Luffy is such a hard role because he's such an anime character. He's not like a real human, and to act him out feels cheesy. And maybe that's just like the inevitability of it, or maybe it's his, he's not skillful enough to pull it off, but maybe he can prove me wrong. So that's my major concern. Besides that, it looks solid. I'll watch an episode or two.
I don't think it's the actor. I think it's the writing, because it feels like they have a lot of these, you know, Marvel like quips that just don't fit Luffy's personality well. And I think that's probably written to get in, you know, these American audiences that are brain dead and need to be, you know, titillated 24/7.
And Sweden.
Yeah. You can't go 4 seconds without a stupid, like, self-referential joke. But I don't know. Even the ones that were there weren't too bad. I like the little joke with him and the seagull when the seagull flies off and he says mutiny. I thought that was cute. And that's not too bad. You know, there were some like bad ones, like when Zoro and Nami are fighting, he makes like a comment, and that's the writing. That's not him. I think from what I've seen, like, he's really, really into this whole thing and wants it to, you know, obviously don't want to do well because of, you know, financial reasons. He'd love for another season of it to exist, but it also just seems like he genuinely loves this role and loves this opportunity, which is good. I think the only problem could be the writing. And like you said, like it I think it's going to try to be more anime-y, which on one hand, you know, obviously might come off as corny and cringy. But on the other hand, so many of these live action anime try to forget that they're anime, and that's what makes them so bad. Like, we've watched the Death Note one, which is just garbage because like it just seems to refuse to want to be an anime, and it just has to be like such a serious, like, stupid thing. And the Cowboy Bebop one just like was an insult to humanity. And this one at least seems to want to adhere to its anime-ness, which is, I guess, a good thing. But then you have Buggy screaming out, you know, his attacks, and Luffy screaming out gum gum.
Chop chop roulette or whatever.
It comes off really forced, but like, Buggy looked awesome. Like, I don't know how you could have made Buggy better in a live action series. I think it looked really cool.
Yeah, because he's creepy and he looks like he could be a pirate at the same time. Like, he nailed it. I don't think it's going to be great, frankly. As much as they try, like, I think I'll give them props where I can, but I just think it's going to fail to hit the landing.
I just don't think it's going to be bad.
Yes, I don't think it'll be offensive.
Which is, obviously, it sounds like we're saying the same thing, but it's not going to be great, but I also think it's going to at least be watchable, unlike those other series.
I think that we will give it its flowers and be like, you know what, you tried. Even though I couldn't watch it, I thought you did your best.
I think I'll probably watch it, honestly.
All right, we'll see. It might be, we'll see how it goes. And that will be all for Big News Morgan's Breaking News.
Devastated that it's only one.
Yeah, next time we'll be coming loaded with news. Robert, our last section, emails. If you want to send us a question or anything.
Anything, please, anything. An email, Rob? I don't know, just comment on one of our videos. Don't send us an email. Emails are stupid. It's 2023.
If you want Rob to read it, send it to our comments. If you want me to read it, send it to our email. Rob, this one's actually from one of the questions we posed on YouTube.
Oh, is it? Cool.
And the question was from one of our fans, Stellar VT, and he asks, what's one anime you regret watching?
I think we both have an answer that we are thinking of, one that was very unpopular opinion on this channel when we first did it, and this was in our very early days. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea. Like, I'm still kind of contemplating things as, like, the wheels are spinning.
Girls und Panzer.
Oh, no, I have no regrets about Girls und Panzer.
Girls und Panzer was so bad.
I didn't say it wasn't bad, Rob. It was hilarious. It was hilarious how much we hated it. It got S-Class's first F ranking.
I can't get over how much I hated that series.
Rob, I have a conspiracy theory. I don't think you actually watched that series. I don't believe you did. He's sweating.
I did not. How did you know?
I knew it from the day we did the podcast, which was like 2 years ago, but I've never called you out on it. And the reason why is because it was mostly me and Ryan having a conversation for like 80% of that episode, and then you'd reference things, but they're from episode 1 and 2, and you wouldn't engage on the later parts that Ryan and I were saying were like decent.
I read the first 4 episodes, and then I read the Wikipedia. And then even with reading the Wikipedia, I couldn't finish reading the Wikipedia synopsis. I couldn't do it.
By the end of it, oh, it's still horrible, but like there's like a couple of redeeming qualities that Ryan and I were able to chime in on, but I fucking knew it that you couldn't finish it.
I can't believe you caught that.
Oh, I caught it years ago, but I have finally had the gall to call you out for it.
I respect it.
I think that the least interesting things are the ones that you regret watching. Also, that's the first time I used interesting this episode. The thing that comes to the top of my mind is something like, it's one of the ones we watched like 2 years ago, that I watched 2 years ago. There's like a Chinese character. I think it's called like Black something. And he shoots lightning. He's like electric, dark Batman. It was just so boring. And that's what made it something I maybe regret watching or that wasted my time. Whereas something like Girls und Panzer is so bad that it's hilarious, especially when you engage on it with your friends.
That's fair. But I tend to, if I watch the first episode of something, like even if I'm only 10 minutes in and I'm not jiving with it, I'll just stop it. So there's nothing that I'm like watching for hours upon hours, wasting my life. And then I'm like, okay, that was a waste. I'm so angry I did that. Girls und Panzer is something that I put at least a minimal effort into watching, and I wish I didn't waste that time.
I think that's totally fair. Is there anything like a hotter take that you can bring, even if it's not the thing that you regret watching the most? And I have one for you, and I think you could think of it pretty quickly as well.
That I watched or read?
That you watched?
I'm not sure.
I wish for this adventure.
Oh, Attack on Titan? I don't regret, because I watched and read a substantial amount about Attack on Titan. And by the time I dropped it, I hated it. But I don't necessarily regret doing so, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, yeah, I get it.
There was a time where I kind of enjoyed it, at least. I would say if there's something I regret diving deep into, I would say Demon Slayer. Like, I collected all of the volumes because that was like peak COVID. So I just like ordered each volume like every other day when I would finish a new volume. And like in hindsight, I really wasn't like into it. I didn't really like it that much. There was nothing like, I kind of like bought into the hype of everything going around Demon Slayer. And I don't know that I really loved it. And for the most part, I'm very good with my manga buying. Like, I won't buy something I don't like. If I buy a first, you know, a volume one and a volume two, and I don't really end up enjoying it further, I won't have like a sunk cost thing where I need to buy the rest of the series just to have it. But Demon Slayer, I did like just continue with it because just like that time of our lives where, you know, there was not a lot going on and I just was caught into the hype and I ended up buying the whole thing.
Yeah, Demon Slayer is a good call out. I definitely remember feeling like, am I the only one that's like super bored with this? And then it just finished and I didn't really care too much. But anyway, that will wrap us up for today's episode. As always, thanks so much for listening and we'll catch you guys next time.